The second thing, it's a festival on those streets, in those squares. Singers have been coming down to Tahrir Square with national songs and radical songs. Thousands are singing along with them. Poets are pouring their hearts out against the regime and for a better future. You can actually listen to that on Al Jazeera, even if you don't understand Arabic. Comedians from everywhere are pouring into Tahrir Square to let the steam out for the people who have been actually suffering for so many. It's a beautiful scene. It is not just a protest. It's a really a festival. Maybe 100 years ago, I don't know, the Russian revolutionary Lenin said, cold revolution, a festival of the oppressed. When the oppressed finally shed all the shackles of the past and begin to feel once again as human beings. They want to talk not just about politics and history, they want to sing, they want to hear poetry, they want to learn how to read or write if they're illiterate. That is exactly what's happening on the streets in Tunisia and in Egypt. People who are literate and illiterate are becoming very aware, becoming more sophisticated than the regime's elites with all their Oxford and Harvard PhDs. Hadass Sway, some of you might know her, the well-known Egyptian novelist, but she's not just a novelist, she's a brave activist, has been in Tahrir Square for 12 days, was talking today on Democracy Now, and she said every time she goes to Tahrir Square, she cannot walk more than 3 or 4 meters before a group of 5 or 10 or 20 recognize her and stop her, and they want to discuss politics, history, and art. So that's how she describes it on Democracy Now. Small groups, big groups are actually feeling liberated, and they want to learn what the hell is this constitution, what about the Palestinian issue, amazing debates going on in a truly democratic movement unfolding. And a very important thing on the role of women. Women have been a key part, not only of this revolution in the past 12 days. The country was rocked by a wave of strikes in the last 6 years. Millions of women have entered the workforce in the last 10 or 20 years because of the economic crisis. Millions of Egyptian working class women work in sweatshops everywhere in the country. That wave of strike that rocked the Mubarak regime, and I would argue began to break down the barrier of fear. Women played a key role throughout those years. It was the women of Al-Mahal al-Kubra, which is an industrial city in the Delta. And I do remember that it was a general strike in that city, I think it was the year 2006, that walked out of the factories first and challenged the men by chanting, "Where here are the women, where are the men?" The men felt absolutely embarrassed and it became a general strike. They joined the men. Veiled women are probably those who are members of the working class, are probably some of the most militant people in this country for the past 5 or 6 years. Don't underestimate that. And they are leading the chance in Tahrir Square. I say this because I watched an amazing interview. Actually, it was not an interview. It was a YouTube broadcast from this woman called Asma Mahfouz. And please get the spelling from me afterwards. Asma Mahfouz is, I think, 23, 24-year-old young woman, a veiled woman. She actually is the one who issued the January 18 call on YouTube for the January 25 protest. Watch that call. It is brilliant and it's actually translated now. You can watch it on Democracy Now. But what she said actually on January 26, I believe, on the second day of the protest, after she went home, she spoke passionately about the day of events, about the, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in Tahrir Square, but she said something absolutely important. She said, "This is the first time in my life, I'm an Egyptian woman who has lived in Egypt all my life, oppressed. First time in my life I was not sexually harassed in a public square. The thousands of men in that square treated me like a human being." And don't underestimate that statement when you watch the video, because you cannot walk anywhere before, you know, the events of the last few weeks in the streets of Cairo as a woman without being sexually harassed time and time again, without any protection from the state. She said, "I can feel that the men, my brothers, are beginning to change and are taking me seriously." And that is a very significant development. So you have a movement of Christians and Muslims, men and women, young and old, workers, employed and unemployed,